I'm Jody.
And I'm Stephanie.
And this is WRPR News.
Global warming and climate change are two of the most common phrases we hear when addressing issues regarding the survival of our planet. The difference between the two is that global warming refers only to the Earth's rising surface temperature, while climate change includes warming and the side effects of warming, like melting glaciers, heavier rainstorms, or more frequent drought.
Climate change, on the other hand, can mean human-caused changes or natural ones, such as ice ages. You're probably asking yourself, why should I care about this? Well, you should care because it affects every aspect of our lives with food production, whether it's farming and irrigation or the food we consume. Did you know that if heavy climate change continues, we could experience an extreme scarcity of food supply? The reality of this is, many college students are young adults capable of change, yet are made unaware of this topic, whether it is through lack of knowledge or the hesitation to study up on the topic.
Sustainability will be the root of all change. Whether it's simply changing our diet in order to conserve our beef consumption, or simply cutting our usage of fossil fuels to reduce our carbon footprint. In order to gain more insight on living a more sustainable lifestyle overall, I spoke to Mevo Fresh Roots Farm Manager Isabella Recchi to talk about her own personal changes she's made in her home and what inspired her to do so.
So what made you decide to work for Mevo?
Good question. Well, I started it out as an internship 2 summers ago. And before that, I had just volunteered maybe once or twice. Mm-hmm. And I suppose I saw that there was a need for, like, local food in the area. And there's a need to get certain people access to fresh local produce. And then I heard that they were building a farm. So I just really wanted to be a part of something from the beginning.
What specific living standards do you follow that's sustainable? And while you were starting to, you know, like, make the switch, you know, just living more green, did you notice a difference right away?
I will say that I in no way would ever try to sell, like, the way that I live as completely sustainable. It's, like, a constant journey, and there's almost no destination, really, unless you're completely producing everything that you need and even producing more and being able to sell it, so... But I will say that I have decided to make certain changes in my life in order to live more sustainably, aka reduce my carbon footprint, reduce my waste, reduce water use, etc. So one of the ways, there's a few ways that I do that. One of them is I pay attention to what I eat. So I don't make meat like a very common thing. And maybe not even eat it weekly. I mean, it's, like, decently rare that I'll even eat meat or fish. So those obviously require a lot of resources, etc. And there's even certain plant-based foods that have a certain kind of footprint. I stay away from, like, just to give you an example, like palm oil, because I know that there's certain conflicts going on with the harvesting of palm oil. It's wiping out the ecosystems in certain places where they grow it, etc. So just those two examples are just like, the idea is basically to pay attention to where your food comes from and what is required to even make that food. So also, as far as waste goes, I really try not to use anything that's like plastic and disposable. So like really reducing plastic wrap. I don't even really buy plastic wrap anymore. And yeah, there are times where I'm like, oh, it'd be so much easier if I just had it, but I'll just, like, put it in a container or whatever. I really try to use as little aluminum foil as possible, even though I do use it sometimes. But just those things, I just think about how things will, like, decompose, and those things really won't.
As far as statistics go, did you know that red meat requires 28 times more land to produce than pork or chicken? Or that between the years 2013 and 2040, natural gas consumption is expected to increase by 13.4% and coal by 5.6%? The EIA foresees fossil fuels maintaining their status as America's leading source of energy consumption between now and 2040, supplying 80% of our nation's energy needs in 2040.
According to NASA, here are some of the most startling statistics regarding climate change. Carbon dioxide levels in the air are the highest they've been in 650,000 years. 9 out of 10 of the hottest years ever recorded have occurred since 2000. Greenland ice loss has more than doubled between 1995 and 2006. In order to get a better idea on how college students feel about the topic of sustainability, I interviewed Nicole, a senior at Ramapo College. I asked her a few simple questions to get an idea about what she's been taught in her college years in regards to climate change. So, Nicole, do you know what sustainability means?
I've heard about sustainability throughout my years, and to me, sustainability means to conserve the earth as best as we can for future generations.
Cool. Have you been able to educate yourself enough on the topic, and why or why not?
I haven't been able to educate myself on the topic because I'm truly not that interested in it, and I don't think we are educated enough about it, so I'm not educating myself on the topic because I don't really hear about it much.
Okay, where do you usually get your news from?
I don't really watch the news, but I do see stuff on the internet sometimes, but I don't really follow anything.
All right. And have you seen stories about sustainability and climate change?
Yeah, I have seen stories and heard about climate change through family and friends and through some college courses.
Do you think that certain news outlets are the cause of the issue because it's being swept under the rug?
I don't think they're causing sustainability problems, but they definitely aren't helping the issue because it isn't talked about. And if it's talked about, then people can do better things to help sustain the earth.
As we see, there are still some college students unaware of the topic. What we need is a medium where students unaware of the issue can come together and educate themselves on the issue. Whether it's watching Leo DiCaprio's Before the Flood and Cowspiracy, it's important to learn just how much impact we make on the earth in which we live.
I'm Jody.
And I'm Stephanie.
And this is WRPR News.